Energy speaks before words ever form. Before someone says, "Ah, I'm fine." Before they smile. Before they explain what's wrong or what's going right. Something has already moved. And you felt it. You walk into a room, your posture changes. You think of someone and they text within minutes. You sense tension before a single word is spoken. It's not imagination. It's not projection. It's not a coincidence. It's the field. Yes, it is. Energy engages first. The body registers second. Language arrives last. In today's Mystical Minds, we're exploring shared intuitive fields, how energy moves between people, and how your nervous system translates that movement, and how awareness changes the way you navigate connection. Because intuition isn't just internal, it's relational. And how you guys doing? I'd like to welcome you to the Mystical Minds podcast. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm the creator of Out of Body Ecstasy, the anytime, anywhere orgasmic experience, with over 40 years as a psychic energy worker and a soul connection specialist. Over the years, I've written 8 books, with book 9, Soulful Connections, scheduled for release in 2026. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. Like to remind you that along with the telepathic subliminals that I have, I also have dream-focused and astral-focused audios. These subliminals only help you do what you already want to do. It helps you connect, helps you travel, it helps you lucid dream. They help you recall lucid dreaming and astral travel. So give them a look-see over at outofbodyecstasy.com. Now, Mercury retrograde. Oh, yes. Our friend begins February 26th, which is this Thursday, and it goes until March 20th, which is when the spring equinox occurs. It's just something to keep in mind that retrogrades, they're not punishments. They're just reversals of outward momentum. When Mercury shifts direction, the energetic field around communication, perception, technology, and agreements, well, they recalculate. Mercury governs communication, thinking, cognition, contracts, travel, information exchange, and interpretation. During retrogrades, energy turns inward. What was moving forward, it slows down a bit. What was ignored comes to surface again. What was assumed becomes clarified, or it leaves altogether. From an energetic perspective, Mercury retrograde does not cause chaos. What it does, it exposes instability. If communication has been rushed, it becomes, well, tangled. If agreements were unclear, they resurface. If intuition was overridden, misinterpretations, well, they show themselves. Retrograde periods amplify review. This is especially relevant to this week's episode. When energy engages first and language comes last, Mercury retrograde teaches you to pause before translating. Instead of reacting to what you think was said, ask, what actually moved in the field? Instead of pushing clarity, maybe allow a little bit of refinement. Mercury retrograde favors revisiting conversations, renegotiating agreements, clarifying misunderstandings, editing plans, and slowing responses. It does not favor, at all, forcing decisions. In shared fields, this period may highlight projection versus resonance, assumption versus clarity, and reaction versus regulation. If something, well, feels off, it may not be a conflict. It just could be recalibration. So use this retrograde as a training ground for your energetic patience, discernment, and deliberate communication. All right, so let's move forward to the card of the week. And it doesn't matter if you're listening to this card of the week today or 5 years from now, this card is for you for the week. And we're using the deck Sacred Destiny Oracle Cards by Denise Lynn. So let's open this up. I am surrounded by three cats. I have Sweet Pea, her daughter Xena, and then I've got Mr. Leroy Jethro Gibbs. Yes. So I've got three cats sitting here watching me shuffle. I have no place to actually fan out cards. So we're just going to rummage through the deck until we land on a card that feels like it works for the week. All right. Haven't used this deck in a while. Let's see what we got coming up here. What do you think, guys? Let's do this one. Taking risks. How interesting. Because what was said before, because the Mercury retrograde is, you know, you want to be a bit careful. But this card is saying, before Mercury retrograde shows up on Thursday, why don't you, I don't know, take a risk? Why don't you go beyond that comfort zone just a little bit and see what's out there? Because you don't know what to, you know, plan unless you stick a little toe outside your comfort zone. You don't know what's out there, do you? I know I don't. And I try to take risks. You know, I'm a Taurus, so I try to take calculated risks. But sometimes that just doesn't happen, and I just say the hell with it, and I jump in, usually head first. So this is what this week is telling us. This card is telling us, take a risk this week. It doesn't have to be a big one, but it needs to be something. Okay, so your best bet is to take this risk before Thursday. And yes, I do know the Mercury retrograde energy is already, it's been kicking about here for a little bit already. But it still doesn't stop you from taking a risk. All right, the only thing that stops you from taking a risk is you. All right, so let's go forward, shall we, to the mystical item of the week, the shared field. So this week's item really is, it's not a crystal or a card or a tool of any kind, really. It's the shared energetic field. Every time attention connects, even briefly, there's a field that forms between you. And the field is shaped by emotional tone, intention, coherence or fragmentation, attached dynamics, past interactions, and unspoken expectations. The field exists before you utter a word. It's subtle, but it's active. When you become aware of the field, you stop navigating relationships through words alone. You begin navigating through energetic shifts, and that changes everything. Again, I've mentioned Robert Bruce many times in the past, but I would highly suggest you get one of his books on energy and peruse it during this Mercury retrograde. You will be doing yourself a favor. So let's go first, shall we? Let's talk about energy engaging first. When two people interact, their energies engage immediately. There's no delay. There's no processing period. Attention itself creates contact. Only after this energetic engagement does the nervous system begin translating what has already occurred. The translation appears as a sensation. A tightening, a warmth, a contraction, a subtle pull, an urge to lean in, an urge to withdraw, maybe run away. The body is not inventing these sensations. It's interpreting energetic movement. This is why intuitive people often say, you know, I felt that before anything happened. Something did happen. It just wasn't verbal. Understanding this removes confusion. You're not overthinking. What you're doing is perceiving. Now, in every exchange, three energetic layers are present: your internal state, the other person's internal state, and the shared field that forms between you. Most intuitive overwhelm happens when these layers get blurred. You may suddenly feel anxious and assume, well, gosh, I'm anxious. But, you know, what if you were already regulated, the other person entered dysregulated, and that shared field tightened? Without awareness, you absorbed their dysregulation. And with awareness, you observe it. Okay? The question then becomes, is this mine theirs, or could this be the field responding? This is called advanced intuitive maturity, and it prevents unnecessary emotional ownership. Because the nervous system translates energy, its regulation level determines clarity. A dysregulated system amplifies. A regulated system interprets cleanly. When you're calm, your perception is sharper, differentiation is easier, reaction slows, and clarity increases. Regulation does not shut intuition down. It refines it. Intuition does not thrive in hypervigilance. It thrives in steadiness. If you feel overwhelmed in shared fields with others, the solution is not shutting down perception, it's stabilizing your system. When people talk about telepathy, they often confuse resonance with projection. Resonance feels calm and spacious, mutual and grounded. Projection feels urgent, one-sided, filled with assumption, and emotionally charged. Resonance does not need to be chased. Projection demands confirmation. And when you are stable in yourself, resonance becomes obvious. It unfolds naturally. Projection feels like effort. True intuitive connection never feels frantic. Now, the goal is not to control the field. The goal is to remain sovereign within it. Sovereignty means not matching energy automatically, not absorbing tension or sadness unnecessarily, not amplifying what isn't yours. You can participate without merging. You can perceive without absorbing. And you know what? You can respond without reacting. When you stay grounded, the field becomes information. When you lose sovereignty, it becomes, well, overwhelm. Intuitive mastery is not about sensing more. It's about staying steady while you're sensing. Now, the soul work for the week, we're going to do a little bit of field mapping. And this is conscious field mapping. And once a day, choose one interaction with somebody. Before speaking, internally ask yourself, what does the field feel like right now? Notice if you feel pressure or openness, lightness or density, maybe steadiness or fragmentation. After the interaction, ask yourself what shifted. Did the field soften, tighten, stabilize maybe, could have cleared out? There's nothing to correct here. There's nothing to intervene with. This is just an observation, okay? Over time, you will clearly recognize your baseline, other people's energetic patterns, and reoccurring field dynamics. This builds discernment without hardening your heart. So intuition does not stop at your skin. It moves between people. Energy engages first. The nervous system translates second. Language arrives last. When you understand shared fields, you stop personalizing every shift. You stop reacting automatically. You move with awareness instead of confusion. And when you remain sovereign inside the field, intuitive connection becomes clean instead of chaotic. Next week, we'll explore how to maintain intuitive openness, I think, without absorbing what isn't yours. I think that's next week, but we're heading into March next week, so don't quote me on that. But until then, stay grounded, stay aware, and remember, energy always comes first. And that's a wrap here on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. And don't forget your soul work for the week. You'll find it under resources for episode. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. And if you're craving more, join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. You can also, of course, book a private reading, energy work, or soul session with me anytime at outofbodyxc.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path. And until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.